This is Bump and Beyond with Yolandi Becker. Is brought to you with compliments of Dis-Chem Baby City.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. Yes, you are on Bump and Beyond, and I am your host, Yolandi Becker. And as always, we're talking parenting. We're full on in December, and it's not always easy this time of the year. I was just commenting to my guest that I don't actually know how this time of the year always seems to catch us off guard, because it happens every year. And yet it's just so many things to think about. And I'm an expert planner, I have to say. And even I am currently feeling overwhelmed. It's just too many variables to keep it. And it's like I'm starting my day with very good intentions of this is how the day is going to progress. This is what I'm going to be doing. And then left, right, and center, all sorts of other things happen. Life literally happens. And then before you know it, only two of the things on the to-do list has been ticked off. But things are getting ticked off. That I know. But like I mentioned, I am an expert when it comes to preparing a little bit. It's really, and I feel sometimes people, when they hear, oh, someone is organized and someone, I really feel like I'm organized out of necessity. I like habits and rituals and monotony, like the same thing over and over in a certain part of my day. I really do like it because it takes the thinking out of things. There's too many decisions to make in a day, especially if you have children. So if you have to make choices with every single thing, it's going to drain you. You're going to have decision fatigue, no questions about it. So for me, having routines and rituals and planning takes the decision making out of certain things. It happens without me thinking about it. In the beginning of the week, I plan my week for meals with work as far as possible. And I try to plan things just so that certain things, the thinking is then taken out of it. And that's for me why I want my guest to be here today. As far as possible, let's see if we can plan this Christmas thing. As far as possible, let's see how it. She's been on the show before. She's one of my very good friends. So that's also a nice part. So she could maybe make some jokes, maybe tell me how she's going to make meals for me. I don't know. I'm throwing things in there just to get some brownies points here. But joining me today is dietitian Lisa Snyman. Hello, Lisa.
Lovely to be on your show, Yolandi. Thanks for having me.
Again.
Yes, always a pleasure.
It means that you must be doing something right if you're on it again.
So, lovely being here.
So today we are talking about planning family meals. And the title officially, and it's a nice title, I thought, Plates and Planning, Smart Meal Plans for Busy Families.
Mm-hmm. I agree with you.
It's lovely, nice.
Yeah. A good ring to it.
Yes. A good ring to it. Why is meal planning important?
Oh, Yolandi, the big question. Well, meal planning obviously takes the daily stress out of that question, what is for dinner? And I think that's what many mothers or parents dread to hear, that question, what is for dinner? So it gives us structure. And if you plan ahead, we know that we will have more balanced meals and definitely spend less on takeouts. So obviously there's a financial gain here also at stake. And also take note that we waste much less food if we plan, and the parents will feel in control. So let's consider this. It's a win for the whole family. If the mother feels in control, or the parent providing the meal feels in control, it's a positive spin for the whole family.
I love that. And I mean, in all honesty, you say people hate that, what's for dinner. I hated it so much. As yes. soon as my children started being able to read, I started writing it down just so that it's like, that's a rule in our house. You are not allowed to ask me, or else you get the death stare.
Okay, so you took this, you reduced the stress by...
They have to go, look, it's on the meal plan. And it's horrible because my husband's away this week. I didn't make a meal plan this week because he's not here. I thought I would be spontaneous. I am already hating it. And like you said, what's happening?
Planning,
What's happening
it's
tonight?
planning stress.
Takeaways is
There you
happening
go.
tonight.
Okay, so this is a perfect
Example of
example.
what happens if you don't plan, that is what is happening in my household. So it happens to the best of
It does,
us.
unfortunately. So it's a pothole, but you can avoid it.
But I mean, my kids get excited when they get to eat takeaway sometimes. It's not a common thing in our household.
Balance is key.
Yeah, and for
Yes.
them, it's now fun because Papa's not here. It's a nice time that we're going to be having. And I'm going to feel crap later, but
Well, tonight you've got a
it's.
solution.
Yes, tonight we have a solution. Dis-Chem Wellness Clinics for Adults offers convenient and professional care to help you manage health risks. Whether you are having your regular wellness checks, such as blood pressure or cholesterol, Dis-Chem Wellness Clinics offers you a broad range of health screening services, including female health screening with pap smears, family planning, and pregnancy screening. Fast, affordable, and with care. Find your nearest Dis-Chem Wellness Clinic inside Dis-Chem pharmacies. Better health starts here.
This is Bump and Beyond with Yolandi Becker, is brought to you with compliments of Dis-Chem Baby City.
If you've just joined me, you are on 101.9 High FM, and this is Bump and Beyond with me, your host, Yolandi Becker, and as always, we're talking parenting. Today, I'm trying to assist all the parents out there, but with my guest, Lisa Snyman, joining me and talking. She's a dietitian. She's been on the show before. So please go listen to the podcast we've had before. The previous one was actually really interesting. I recently listened to it again and realized how smart she is again. But really, we talked about gut health last time,
We did.
and it was really such an interesting talk. So if you haven't, if you missed that one, please go have a listen to the podcast on highfm.com or on our app. You can download all of the or listen to all of our podcasts, including my show and all of the shows we have on High FM. You can go listen to the podcast, and specifically that one. The gut health one was really informative and why it's important, creating immunity and strong health for your children. So it was very, very interesting. But today, specifically, again, trying to prepare for this
Planning.
festive season a little
Planning. I
bit.
like it.
And also maybe a New Year's resolution. If you're not a big meal planner, maybe this could be your New Year's
Your
resolution
2026 could be your year of
of
planning.
planning a
Where do
little
you go?
bit to take the thinking out of stuff to help. Like she said, there's financial benefits to it. In the end of the day, as a parent, it is our responsibility. If you're the chef of the house, that's literally what my kids call me. Chef and Uber driver, that's my title. If that is your position, it is also your responsibility to create healthy meals in the end of the day. And there's a lot less wastage, as you were mentioning. And you can ensure that it's not just takeaways that or processed food that is happening, because that's in the end, if you're not planning, that's what happens. And believe it or not, even those ready-made meals, processed meals,
Yes.
less healthy than cooking with
Yes.
fresh ingredients in the end of the day. And it's more expensive. I mean, if you
Definitely. If
think
it's
of,
processed, there's definitely
I
it's a
mean,
more
those
expensive product.
lasagnas from Woolworths,
Definitely.
I mean, no offense, Woolworths, maybe you can put that on the Black Friday special or something. It's suspicious when food is on special. Anyway, what is some of the, it's not one, what is some of the mistakes though? When it comes to planning, is there some mistakes that parents make? Maybe some myths but to bust, I don't know, when it comes to meal
I hear
planning.
you. I think the biggest mistake is when we aim to be too perfect. I'm going to prepare the perfect meal and I'm going to do it for 7 days of the week. I think you're aiming too high. I think we need to be realistic.
It's also part of the planning, don't you think?
It is part of the planning, but I think if you plan to, and this is when you say, okay, I need to do fancy cooking in order for me to pull
No.
off a healthy meal. It has to be
No,
fancy.
and I mean that's like part of
Yes.
you saying that preparing part of it, like for instance, as an example now to for this specific thing is be realistic. Like on a Wednesday, my daughter has ballet from 4:45. We only get home at 6 o'clock.
Yeah, so time is limited.
There's no way
Oh.
I'm making a three course.
It's
Not
not gonna
that I
happen.
ever make a three course
But not
meal.
on Wednesday.
Definitely not on
Okay.
Wednesdays.
So I think that's the big thing. You shouldn't aim to be too perfect, and it doesn't involve fancy cooking to get to prepare a healthy meal.
Yes.
It's usually a simple meal that consists of a protein, a carbohydrate, and at least two vegetables. That's what I think we should aim for. I think, you know, when we say I've got a protein on the plate, a carbohydrate, and a vegetable, I think we should all, in 2026, going forward, the aim should be we have to have two vegetables on the plate. And definitely a myth, Yolanda, you said now, is there any myths that we could bust? I think definitely healthy meals or healthy cooking, it's a myth that it should be, that it's going to be expensive or time consuming. You know, often it's the simple meals, you know, a simple piece of a protein that you prepared with a carbohydrate and two vegetables. It doesn't have to involve fancy cooking, doesn't have to be expensive. So I think we should just aim to not be a Jamie Oliver or a Nigella in the kitchen. Okay?
And
You're
still to
simple.
say, Jamie has some simple meals as
No,
well. There's a
Jamie.
cookbook that's literally called
Simple meal.
Simple
Yeah,
Meals.
see, point well made. So, and I think that will definitely guide us. You don't have to go big. It can be a simple meal and it can be hugely successful.
Yeah, and I mean, these days also, I mean, if you have an air fryer and a
I
steamer.
honestly don't know what we did before F. It's like,
It's like
you know,
sulfur. It's one
trying
of the
to
lots.
recall the Stone Age. I don't know how we did it. How
I
did
also,
I cope? Air fryers, amen.
I also, that's actually that's really a good point. It's like, what did we do before air fryers? I don't want to live in that world. I definitely don't want to live in that world. But yes, let's talk a little bit about, because like I said, I don't know if I was, I should actually ask my parents this question, if I was a born like organizer, because I feel that it's a natural thing for me to plan meals and
But
to
it doesn't
plan
come
things.
naturally for everyone.
No, but that's not, it definitely doesn't come natural. I wish it did. It would make my life so much more pleasurable if everyone was like that. Luckily, I'm married to someone that's similar to that. But for those, no, definitely it's not, it's more often than not, people are not good at organizing that, I know. But so how can people start if they don't know how to organize their and plan for meals? Where do they start? What is the
Yolandi,
starting point?
number one, start small. Do
I
not
wanted to say go to a stationery store.
start with a list. Yeah, I hear
Yes.
you. But I think number one, start small. Don't set out to prepare supper for seven meals in the next coming week. You're not going to achieve that. So I think the ask is a bit big there. So let's maybe set out, let's be realistic. We're going to plan for three dinners in the next coming week. And already that'll provide us with the small building blocks to, you know, from there, obviously, we can aim high. But if we start there and we choose meals that will share ingredients, example, if I had roast chicken on Sunday, the chicken can maybe on Monday or Tuesday be used in a wrap or in a pasta dish, you know, so that we can use it multiple times. I think that's going to save us on time and effort as well. So, number one, I like what you said in the introduction, or what it was earlier in this conversation. You said that you have a list or a menu on your fridge. So, number one, I would say keep a list of family favorite meals on the fridge. So that it already takes the or reduce the thinking. If I have the list, I know this is what my family likes. I know what to go and buy. So, obviously, meal prepping starts when you do the buying already. So again, when you go shopping, to have a short, concise list. The list cannot be as long as your arm, you know, then already you feel overwhelmed and we're not going to score the goal. So let's go with a short list and let's try and prepare one or two things in advance. You know, even if it's something simple like chopping the vegetables or maybe roasting vegetables, even just boiling the rice. Can save us on time. And if I come home Wednesday evening, 6 o'clock, and already the rice is cooked, you know, I've got points on the
Yeah.
scoreboard. So I only have to quickly put chicken in the air fryer, maybe. But okay, fine. I think if it comes down to keep a list on the fridge of family favorite meals. So go, if you do your shopping, have a short list so that you don't feel overwhelmed. And prepare a few things in advance, possibly over the weekend. I do encourage people to do that because then at least I know Monday, supper is done because I already on Sunday, when we had a braai, we did something extra and it's ready. I can only maybe add a salad.
See, that's already like an advanced level. I've never actually thought about when I'm cooking something to cook something else for the next day. Because we're now at the level, I remember when my children were really small, when I cooked meals, we always had leftovers.
Yes, and what did we do with the leftovers?
Usually, I mean, sometimes I cook something with it, but usually it's also for Dora and for Aubrey as well. Because I do like to have, and sometimes even for me and Stefan for lunch the next day, we had leftovers. I now have a 14-year-old son in my house.
And
There's almost never
things
leftovers. Maybe
change.
I should just increase the portions or something, but I do like the advancement.
This is Bump and Beyond with Yolandi Becker. Is brought to you with compliments of Dis-Chem Baby City.
If you've just joined me, you are on 101.9 High FM. This is Bump and Beyond with me, your host, Yolandi Becker. And as always, we're talking parenting. And today specifically, we're trying to, I wanted to say, trying to, I feel maybe December is not the best time to start with this, to be honest.
This is
I
for
think if
Jan.
this is not a natural thing for you, I feel maybe you can already start looking at cookbooks and making a list of recipes that you can try in the new year as well.
Yes.
And then January, I feel this is a great New Year's resolution. But we're talking about meal planning. Why it's important to have meal planning to obviously create healthy meals for your family. And I mean, for me, mealtime, and I've also had this conversation. I've spoken to many people, including, I think, Lisa, with you, we've even spoken about. I mean, it's bonding time. Mealtime is not just about eating, it's get together time, it's a special time. For families to get together, to spend time together. And if you're eating nice and healthy food together, then it's even more
Now, that's a
special.
shared ex
It's just
experience,
shared. And I mean,
definitely.
your kids can, as they grow older, also start being part of the making of the meal as well.
Definitely.
So it becomes not just, it's not just about the food. It's a whole thing. And I mean, even you said, like the planning of it, including family favorites. I have to say, I've advanced in that. Like, our family now is at the level they decided our New Year's resolution for 2025 was. And I think I did it pretty okay. I have to say, not every week, but most weeks. I actually leveled up because they said I have to cook a new meal every week. One of the meals I cook in a week needs to be something new.
I think that's a super
So,
idea because you have kids need exposure. You
yeah.
need exposure and you need to try new things.
Yeah, and then they literally, we leveled up. I made new meals and then they rated it. That's not so nice for me,
Okay,
though.
fine.
I think out of the, I don't know, it wasn't that many, but it was at least 20 new meals I made. Maybe 50. Let's not say, I don't think 20 sounds too much now to me. I think five made it.
You expanded their horizons. Yes, you
Yes.
did. Well done.
They
Well
tried
done.
new stuff, but not a lot of it made it through. But now also, after this, I have a much clearer picture of
Likes and dislikes and ways
likes,
forward.
dislikes.
So you there was a learning curve with
I
kids.
learned
Yes,
something.
beautiful.
I'm not, I hope they're not listening to this show because I don't want to put new ideas. I don't want to do that again in 2020.
Big job.
I don't know if it was. I probably will do it again. I don't know. I'll think about it. If you've just joined me, as always, this, don't despair if you've missed it so far. It will be available as a podcast on highfm.com for you to go listen to. If you haven't downloaded the app, why not? Why are you not downloading our app? It's really, really helpful. You can listen to this podcast. You can listen to our show wherever you are, or our radio station wherever you are. And you don't even have to worry about it if you're outside the radius of signal. You can just listen to it wherever you are. Very, very great. So, how, yeah, I mean, now you said you have to have as part of your family meal a little bit fan favorites
There you go.
or try new things, I said. But in the same breath, my family's fan favorites are not always the healthiest options.
I hear you.
How do you sneak in some nutrients? nutrients in there. How can you get like balance in the nutrients that you and make sure that it's still
Yes.
fine, nice for them,
Yes,
but
I hear what you're saying. You know, so the balance in a meal lies in having a
sneakies.
okay, we're looking going for sneaky. I've got this. I've got okay. So we've got the protein and we've got the starch. So in my experience, the problem is usually including the vegetables, to a
Yes.
lesser extent, the fruit.
Yo, fruit is not a
Fruit's
problem
usually not a
enough.
problem.
Yeah.
Fruit's not a
How can you
problem.
put fruit in dinner?
Yes, I hear what you're saying. And
Yeah.
they're important because if we consider the vitamin A that you find in yellow fruits, for example, mango and pawpaw in season now, it activates the absorption of iron from your diet. So very important that we actually include that, hey? So I would say maybe a tip would be to have a bit of a fruit salad with something yellow in after supper, because if I have that following my main meal where I had my protein-rich food, my chicken, my red meat, my fish, it will boost the absorption of iron, and iron absorption is actually very tricky. So I think you've got a good point there. We need the fruit at the main meal,
We
but
can
maybe
put a
some
dessert and then
could
they
be a
eat it.
healthy dessert. I like the spin that you're
Well,
putting on
and also
this.
then you put like something like Greek yogurt on it.
Good idea, because it
Some protein
could
as
be
well.
extra protein. Now I like the way that you're compiling your food here.
Yeah.
But I think again with vegetables, easy to grate, and could be hidden very well in sauces and meatballs and stews and omelets. I think we all often forget, you know, with an omelet, it's very colorful with all the vegetables that we can add in there.
Can you make an omelet for dinner?
Oh, of course, yes.
Really?
Of course, yes.
Yeah, I want to actually put that question out there.
Yeah, maybe
Is it okay to eat an omelet for dinner? I feel it's a breakfast thing.
that okay. You're doing a poll, yeah, opinion. No, I think it can work very well. Maybe I had a meal at lunch where I went out for a meal with a client or a business lunch, and I had my chicken or my fish already with my vegetables. Then tonight I want to tone it down, but I still need a high biological value protein. In comes the omelet. Enter stage right. So I know, I think the omelet can be a great idea. Also, if you keep washed fruits, maybe in a bowl on the countertop, you know, when the kids walk by, it's a good idea to reach for a
We do
snack.
that. That works
That's a
very
good
well.
one.
Literally,
So if you
when
can see it, you're going to
Lisa
have
came
it.
into my house, she ate my cherries that were on my counter.
True. Very appealing in the bowl on the counter. And I think our 2026 rule is going to be serve two vegetables at night. And because that
Challenge
accepted,
accepted.
because we think that we're successful because we had vegetables on the plate on supper at supper, but we actually have to have two. So I think in 2026 that's going to be the challenge. We're going to endeavor to not only serve a single vegetable at supper, but two. And you know what I've found is that if we put fresh vegetables on the table, the children often will have that and prefer that to cooked vegetables. So maybe if we put cherry tomatoes on the table, or sliced cucumber sticks, or the baby peas, or carrots even can work very well. And before you know it, the children scoffed the whole plate, and in doing so, already had the vegetables that we are always having a fight over. Have your vegetables, have your
But it
vegetables.
really that Amy doesn't eat salad, or well, she doesn't like when I put the salad stuff together and put
But you'll have them
salad
when it's
sauce on
individually
it,
on a
or
plate.
like olive oil
Yes,
and
she'll come up.
balsamic. She doesn't
Yes,
like
okay.
that. Oscar does, he's fine with it. But if I put cucumbers and that, then she'll eat it for
Yes, the
sure.
children like that. And I think it's also when they have a choice and they can choose between things. So remember also the key when we offer vegetables to children, or try and include them in the family ritual of food meal planning. The questions that we put to children should be always, it should always favor the parent. So we will ask, would you like cucumber or tomato? We won't ask, do you want vegetables?
Oh, see, that's also so. Look how clever you are, yeah.
It
No.
comes with years of experience, and I've got it. As
Not
you pointed out, I've got a few years extra experience than you.
parenting, my kids are older than yours.
So phrase the question carefully. So, do you want tomato or cucumber? And there you enabled your little one to also make a decision, and it empowers them. And it's going to be 9 times out of 10, they're going to choose and they're going to have it because they made the choice.
And see, and that also then helps with little picky eaters
Definitely.
that don't want to have food. Because for me, I'm not talking about older children, yeah, obviously, because I have older children. They can also be full of crap and they can vocalize it, unfortunately, better and tell you I give
They don't
it a
like
two
criticism.
out of 10. A two out of
Harsh,
10.
harsh critics in your household. Harsh
I
critics.
just told you out of the 15, five made it.
Ooh, okay. No, okay, fine. You've got a tough crowd.
Yes.
Okay.
So, and that was mostly things that had too much vegetables in it or too much
Well,
sauce that they
I think
don't
you should,
like.
you know, we should, with children, just give them a break and serve the sauce on the side. Then they can decide whether they like it. I've seen so often at
How do
my.
you make bolognese sauce on the side?
Granted.
Luckily, they like bolognese. That I have to say. Does
Yes. But
it
this, you know, the salad dressing.
have the same? If I put crap loads of vegetables in the bolognese sauce sneakily,
Yes.
does
Wonderful.
that work? Is that
Of
is
course,
the
yes.
nutrients there?
Of course, yes. And
Okay.
even we shouldn't discard the frozen vegetables because there we it's definitely a time saver. Would I prefer the fresh? I think so, but it's going to take longer for me to prepare. So if I have it handy, and they've actually had a look at this and they found that the vitamin and mineral content in frozen vegetables actually very good. Where we previously we sort of dismissed that. You know, if you're having if you're reaching for frozen vegetables, you're not a good chef. I mean, you're taking a shortcut. But I think we need these shortcuts. The time for those meals where we are pressed for time, everyone's tired, but you know, we have to have a veggie on the
I
side.
honestly, I like frozen peas a lot more than
Yeah, fresh.
fresh peas.
There you
I
go.
don't know why.
There you go.
I cannot, if I've bought many fresh peas and I hate the taste of it. Oh, I don't know why
But the
it
frozen
tastes.
peas, they work. There
They
you go.
work. I
Wonderful.
don't know how.
This is Bump and Beyond with Yolandi Becker. Is brought to you with compliments of Dis-Chem Baby City.
If you've just joined me, unfortunately, you have missed most of my show. It sucks for you that you've missed so much of the show. But luckily for you, the show and all of my shows are available as a podcast on Hive FM for you to go listen to. It's been a really, really wonderful talk. How we've spoken about meal preparation. Yeah, as a good New Year's resolution, we've decided
Yes.
because it does help for you to plan healthy meals for your family, save money, cut out loss, all those type of things. So it really is, and we've had some wonderful tips. It doesn't need to be complicated. You start off small, you can build onto it. I've shared some of my own insights with regards to that. But one of the tips and tricks that you mentioned was, and what I have to start thinking about, like I mentioned to you, I at this point we eat and there's barely anything left. Does batch cooking or maybe over the weekend cooking bigger things, more things, is that going to help? Or do you keep it in the fridge and warm it up?
Yes,
What's the
okay.
type of things that you should be
What to look for with,
bulk
yes, I hear what you're saying.
cooking?
You know, so I think the rule of cook double and freeze half applies here. You know, so whenever I'm making minced meat, I would definitely I buy in bulk to save on the price, definitely. But when I cook, I also cook two batches. So, and with the same mince, I could do a bolognese for tonight, but I'll definitely on the side be preparing meatballs, which will freeze very well. So, when I get home late, I know already the meatballs done. I only have to do a salad or and some rice, and I've got a balanced meal on the table. So, I think definitely to cook double and freeze half, whether it's mince or soups or stews.
Well, even if there's something like I said, no, I've never even thought about that. Bolognese. In my family, in bolognese, you can make lasagna. You can make
Definitely.
just a bolognese. And
Definitely.
why am I always just cooking once?
So exactly. So we can save time and save electricity. And you know, there's so many benefits to doing this. And we will end with not only supper for that night, but I will definitely have a dish to serve the following night or keep in the freezer for the evening. I get home late and I'm pressed for time. And if I don't have it in the freezer, I'm going to stop at the takeout. So I think that's important. But again, Yolandi, it takes us back to the leftovers. You know, and I think with leftovers, the key to take into account is to think transform and not to reheat. Because if I can recognize the chicken dish that you served me last night as supper tonight, you know, I'm going to be disheartened. So I think the best idea is to transform whatever the leftover is. So if I have maybe leftover mince, tomorrow I'm going to serve it with tacos. Or if I have roast vegetables left over, and I think that's also a difficult one. What do we do with leftover vegetables? Tomorrow we're going to have a frittata using the leftover vegetables, but it won't be as obvious as serving the same vegetables with just another protein at night. So let's transform the leftover rather. If I had a chicken on a Weeba on a Sunday, we definitely are going to use some of the chicken in a chicken pasta dish that we're having later in the week. So, and again, and this is something that I've picked up. If we put leftovers in the fridge, key is to store it in a clear container. Because if I can see what's in the container, I can use it again. But if I can't see what's in the container, chances are 9 out of 10, I'm not going to open the container to see what's in there until it's too late and it's
Until it's
moldy.
glorious.
Yes. So if it's a clear container, we're not going to waste the leftovers.
I love it. Lisa, it's been such a wonderful conversation. But before you go, I want you to maybe three simple things that parents can start immediately. What would be those three things? And I think you've mentioned all of
Yes,
them,
I've
but.
touched on that during the show, but for those who maybe missed it, I think one can condense that by saying we have to plan 3 meals in advance.
No.
So you're not overwhelmed. You can handle the shopping, you can handle the prepping. And then when I prep, I'm prepping 1 meal, but from what I am preparing tonight, I'm going to miraculously create a second supper. So yes, we do have a roast chicken in the oven, but I put in 2 roast chickens in the oven. The other one will be a wrap filling or a pasta dish. So I think that key of cook once but eat twice, very important. And then to transform your leftovers can, that ties up nicely in there. And then to create a family favorite list, because then we know, I can expand on this, but if I know they like meatballs, then maybe tonight I'll serve them meatballs, but I would also serve them a new vegetable. And something that we recently tried was cooked beetroot. We all know beetroot salad. And then we decided, okay, let's just cook beetroot and serve that as a side dish. And it was actually, quite a popular option in our house. I mean, obviously, beetroot won't be popular in every household, but we had a safe food on the plate. So, one thing with children, you always have a safe food on the plate. I know my children love meatballs. Fabulous. So they're happy with that on the plate, and I'll introduce something new on the side. In this case, it was the cooked beetroot. Okay, and everyone had a good supper. They tried off it, and the rule is it stays on your plate. You don't have to finish it, but you have to try it.
My rule is you have to try it twice.
Ooh, I like that.
I feel
Kind
like the first
parent.
time, if you try something, you're always a little bit hesitant, and that's not a good indicator.
I'm learning from you. I like this.
I've got more years of experience
I'm
with when
sharing.
it comes to parenting. So I'm like sharing my knowledge with you. Yeah. What is the, before I want you just to share, because the dietitianist, what's your family's favorite meal?
Without a doubt, roasted chicken on the Weber with a salad. But a close second is a Chinese braai. We have all the vegetables chopped up beforehand, so a little bit of effort initially. But once you've prepared it, it's quality family time because everyone's standing around the braai and they're frying their own stir fry. And so we've got very happy memories of having a Sunday stir fry. Chinese braai, and definitely the roast chicken in the Weber.
I like that. I am going to try both of those things. The stir fries, especially my, I like that idea. I like that a lot.
This is Bump and Beyond with Yolandi Becker. Is brought to you with compliments of Dis-Chem Baby City.
And just like that, another show has come to an end. And it was wonderful talking about meal preparation with one of my favorite guests, Lisa Snyman. She's a dietitian here at Kloof Hospital. Before I say goodbye to everyone, maybe I should say goodbye to you, Lisa. It was really great having you.
A lovely being on your show again, Yolandi, and looking forward to many more shows in the new year.
Yes, and people should go look because you're also on Instagram and
Yes, creating your
Facebook.
diet sense.
Yes, Diet Sense. Please go check it out because you guys also operate from Kloof Hospital.
Yes, and online quite a bit.
Yes.
We're busy online. It's very popular.
Okay. See, you can just go look at Diet Sense and go find Lisa Sleiman. Thanks so much for joining me. Yes, if you missed it, don't worry. It is available as a podcast on hifm.com. For me, like I said, it's a very natural kind of thing. Preparing meals. I also really enjoy cooking and spending time with my family, eating the meals, even if there are critics with it. I think that's part of it. If they loved it all the time, I also feel that it would be boring. So sometimes also trying different things and seeing what they like and giving them opportunity to try different things. I really, really love that aspect. But the planning of it really starts for me with when I can go shopping. So I am in the lucky position that I can go shopping on a Tuesday morning. It's very quiet. Also, very pro tip, very great time to go shopping is on a Sunday afternoon. Is a great time to go shopping. The shops are very empty. Now, not anymore after I've shared this pro tip. Sunday afternoons, very, or actually, when lots of people are in church on the morning, it's also, but then maybe you're in church, but not on High FM. So maybe that is when you go shopping. But that's so, I mean, like, so everything works around that for me. So our schedule is worked out basically from a Tuesday till a Monday, our meal preparing. And as I'm preparing the meals or thinking of what, I do ask for requests. Ask, hey, do you guys? No one ever has requests. I ask every week. Everyone's like, no. Maybe they would say something like hamburger or bolognese. It's obviously you can hear what's the fam. Wraps is also very popular in our household. So they would say that's things, but I'm not going to make the same things every week. So it definitely doesn't make it. And then as I'm making the list and say, okay, Friday, I kind of work because I don't like it to eat pasta 2 days in a row or eat chicken 2 days in a row. I like to have variety throughout. And as I'm making it, I'm making my little shopping list. Again, you don't have to do that. That's advanced level. 7 days out of seven. But I even put in, like, on the days where I know we are going for a braai, we put braai or birthday, I put that. And then we often get takeaways or things like that. That I even put on there. So part of the plan is to say, listen, yeah, that's what we're doing on that day. We know. And then it's sorted. So that's it for me. I'm hoping that you are enjoying this wonderful December time with your family. And that it's a special time because that is what this time is about. Reflecting on the year. Spending time with the ones that we love, and more importantly, while we're eating great meals that were planned in advance. Thank you so much. Go out there and be kind. Until next time, bye.